This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to refocus attention after the speech, by teleconnection, by Vladimir Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, and very much the man of the hour. There's a new song that has been written about him. It's a pop song that is deeply moving, and it made me cry again. And again, I think it's had that reaction on many people's part. We will get a chance to, I hope, speak to the composer of that song, and it's really "Can One Man Save the World?" is the title of the song, which is a question. Of course, the answer is no, one man cannot save the world, but many people, one man here, one man there, one woman here, one woman there, that can make a gigantic difference. There's a crowdfunding initiative that has been launched in a desperate bid to obtain new military hardware for embattled Ukrainian forces. That was before today President Biden announced that we will be spending, you and I, and all American taxpayers, $800 million for new military equipment that might help bring the war to a close and even to save lives. After the film that was shown, it was a videotape, about 3 minutes worth. Film was brilliantly edited. It was real footage with recognizable places and anguished faces. It began with peaceful scenes in parks, and indicating what a beautiful country Ukraine is, and I don't want to say was, because again, the devastation and the destruction of cultural and historical monuments and schools and hospitals and kindergartens, it's all unspeakable. And for what? For what cause? What is it that the Russian conscripts who are fighting this war are actually fighting for? I know, it's to denazify and demilitarize a not particularly nazified or militarized regime in the first place. Zelensky looked directly at the camera and then spoke not through a translator, but much more effectively through his decidedly accented, but very understandable and serviceable English. The one thing you should know is, because of the Ukrainian language and its vagaries, he has a tough time with the word world, which when you think about it is not that easy a word to pronounce. But that's what he's saying. When it sounds like, vaguely like world, he's talking about the whole world. And here's the conclusion of President Zelensky's speech this morning. The portions in English to the Congress of the United States, clip 12A.
In the end, to sum it up, today it's not enough to be the leader of the nation. Today it takes to be the leader of the world. Being the leader of the world means to be the leader of peace. Peace in your country doesn't depend anymore only on you and your people. It depends on those next to you, and those who are strong. Strong doesn't mean weak. Strong is brave and ready to fight for the life of his citizens and citizens of the world, for human rights, for freedom, for the right to live decently and to die when your time comes, and not when it's wanted by someone else, by your neighbor. Today, the Ukrainian people are defending not only Ukraine. We are fighting for the values of Europe and the world, sacrificing our lives in the name of the future. That's why today the American people are helping not just Ukraine, but Europe and the world to keep the planet alive, to keep justice in history.
And then he reflects, and it's very moving, on his age. He's almost 45 years old, he says. And he concludes his speech this way. It's a 12B.
Now I'm almost 45 years old. Today my age stopped when the hearts of more than 100 children stopped beating. I see no sense in life if it cannot stop the death. And this is my main mission as the leader of my people, great Ukrainians. And as the leader of my nation, I am addressing the President Biden. You are the leader of the nation, of your great nation. I wish you to be the leader of the world. Being the leader of the world means to be the leader of peace. Thank you. Slava Ukraini.
At the end, before the applause began, the standing ovation he received lasted 3 minutes. At the end, of course, he pronounced Slava Ukraini, meaning glory to Ukraine. And certainly glory, this chapter in that nation's long history, which we may end up doing a new history program on. I think there's great need for it right now. Breaking news, Russia bombed a theater in Mariupol, which is the hardest hit city. It's actually a coastal city. Hundreds of civilians had been taking shelter in this theater. A bomb hit the drama theater in Mariupol on Wednesday, where civilians were taking shelter. The death count is not yet known, but it is feared to be high, according to the New York Times and the Kyiv Independent. This is a CNN report on one of the latest bombings in Mariupol. It's this one. Clip 18.
People, according to local officials, as of several
preliminary information at this point, Anderson, but what we are hearing is utterly awful. There is a drama theatre in the centre of Mariupol that appears, according to local officials, to have been hit by an airstrike. Now, the issue here is that the entrance to that has been damaged and it is impossible, it seems, to gain access through the rubble. And what is thought to have been inside were hundreds of civilians sheltering. Now, it could be as many as 1,000, according to one official. Still unclear at this stage, but obviously people's worst fears potentially being realizing that actually where people have congregated together to escape the indiscriminate nature of Russia's airstrikes, its bombardment, may actually itself have been hit. Officials quickly countering what we're so used to hearing now, Russian nonsensical misinformation. Some Russian channels have suggested that perhaps there were far-right militants there, local officials saying that is nonsense. This has always been where civilians have been sheltering away from the bombardment.
Okay. Again, it's there's a reaction from the mayor of Kyiv, who is a former championship boxer, when he heard that Putin said that the Russians are not targeting civilians. We will get to that. We can't play it. I'm not sure we can play it even in Ukrainian. He was not happy with that particular lie. So lies and consequences, truth and consequences. More coming up on the MedVed Show. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the Michael Medved show, the mayor of Kiev, I was talking about Klitschko. I think it's Vasily or Andre. They're two brothers. They're both professional boxers. They're big guys. And there I go, talking about size again. Okay, I'm not talking about somebody being short. This is a large person and a heavyweight. And the mayor of Kiev, Klitschko had just heard that Putin had said solemnly that he is not targeting civilians. Here was his reaction. Clip one.
Putin says he's only targeting military targets.
Bullshit. Sorry. Where is military target? This building is military target.
That was in English and perfectly understandable before bleeping the BS reaction. And of course, sorry, but this is a moment of war. In another moment of war, and this is, I think, worth hearing because, again, it's history. And we're living through history right now. It's all around us, and it's I think it's testing and measuring every one of us. In 1943 was another time before I was born, before most of you were born, certainly. But a guy with an American mother and a very famous British father came to address the Congress of the United States. He came in person. They did, of course, didn't have the capacity for sort of Zoom communication at that time. It was Winston Churchill, our great ally, and somebody who actually won the award of honorary American citizenship later. But this is what he said to Congress in 1943, clip 20.
I do not intend to be responsible for any suggestion that the war is won or that it will soon be over. That it will be won by us, I am sure. But how and when cannot be foreseen, still less foretold. By singleness of purpose, by steadfastness of conduct, by tenacity and endurance, such as we have so far displayed, by these and only by these can we discharge our duty to the future of the world and to the destiny of man.
Okay, in inspiring times, and may we also allow some of the strength that America has developed and has been given. And with all this going on, this is Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader of the House. Many of us hope that he will be Speaker of the House after the election this November. Kevin McCarthy speaking about what it is that Zelensky wants. 16 clip.
You watched a leader stand in a capital that was being bombed, not requesting that American men and women go into war, simply help us provide the weapons that we can defend ourselves. This is an unwarranted war that they did not ask for, but they're willing to defend the right of freedom. We should stand with anyone who's willing to defend freedom and against the atrocities that Putin is doing.
And Ben Sasse, GOP senators, got together. And by the way, if you watch this clip and video, you can see that Ben Sasse is also close to the point of tears reacting to Zelensky's speech. This is clip 11.
Zelensky was powerful today, as usual. We know who Zelensky is. We know who the Ukrainians are. They're freedom fighters. We know who Putin is. He bombs women and children. The question of the speech this morning was, who are we going to be? We're a superpower, and Zelensky challenged us to act like it. Zelensky needs more. If it shoots, we should ship it. More S-300s, more Javelins, more drones, more Stingers, more everything. This administration is constantly giving process answers. To follow on Chairman or Ranking Member Risch's comments, the administration talks about this like it's somehow some nerd lawyer discussion. Not, it's a moral battle between good guys and bad guys, and we need the good guys to win. As that video that was shown this morning, every parent should watch that video, and lots of parents should do the hard work of showing their kids that disgusting video. That's who Vladimir Putin is, and he doesn't stop until he's stopped. And the Ukrainians are fighting not just for their kids, but they're fighting for freedom. And he needs more, and we should give him more. And right now, the administration spends all this time talking process and talking slow and talking maybe we could help the Ukrainians lose a little bit slower. Maybe it could go on longer before they lose. What the administration is going to be telling us, should be telling us, is what their plan is to help the Ukrainians win. If it shoots, we should ship it.
And I do believe he's right. And I do believe it's worth remembering what President Reagan said very famously. He was asked, how do you have it in mind that the Cold War will ever come to an end? And he said, that's very simple. We win, they lose. And certainly Russia, with the behaviors of its leaders right now, deserves to lose. New Dateline reporting from USA Today, why Ukraine's Mariupol descends into despair. The bodies of the children all lie here, dumped into this narrow trench hastily dug into the frozen earth of Mariupol to the constant drumbeat of shelling. There is 18-month-old Kirill, whose shrapnel wound to the head proved too much for his little toddler's body. There's 16-year-old Aliya, whose legs were blown up in an explosion during a soccer game at a school field. There's the girl, no older than 6, who wore the pajamas with cartoon unicorns, among the first of Mariupol's children to die from a Russian shell. The only thing I want is for this to be finished, raged worker Volodymyr Bykovsky, pulling crinkling black body bags from a truck. Damn them all, these people who started this. And it goes on. There is so much more. And again, the kind of conflicts that we get into here in the United States, So much pale by comparison. There is a big new conflict, I think it's probably completely unnecessary, about what pronouns a teacher is going to use in school. And we may have a big new federal lawsuit about that. But then there's also good news from the legal system concerning the new Republican city attorney who has been elected to clean up the violent streets of Seattle. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Speaking through a translator for the majority of his speech to Congress, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky invoked 9/11 and Pearl Harbor during his passionate address to Congress, pleading with American leaders to do more to help stop his country's war with Russia.
It's a lot to ask for, to create a no-fly zone over Ukraine to save people. Is this too much to ask? Humanitarian no-fly zone. Something that that Russia would not be able to terrorize our free cities.
After his speech, President Joe Biden announced another $800 million of a $13.6 billion spending package for Ukraine will go toward security assistance. And it's going to cost more to ride your Uber today. A new surcharge kicks in at 45 to 55 cents per trip to help drivers amid record gas prices. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, there was dramatic news for President Biden and for members of his administration. Apparently this news is going to follow and also impact leaders of the Republican caucus, but not yet. Russia yesterday announced sanctions on President Joseph Robinette Biden and several senior Democratic officials, including Secretary of State Antony Blinken and White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, in the latest round of ongoing economic hostilities between Washington and Moscow. This from the Washington Post. The Russian government also imposed sanctions on Hillary Clinton, the former Democratic presidential nominee, as well as Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. That's General Lloyd Austin. Deputy Treasury Secretary Wally Adeyemo. Why the Deputy Treasury Secretary? They were afraid of taking on Janet Yellen. Had big news from the Fed today, but that will come later. A security advisor, Jake Sullivan, was also sanctioned. The Russian Foreign Ministry said in a statement that the sanctions were the inevitable result of the extremely Russophobic, that means Russia-hating, actions taken by the Biden administration. The ministry said that similar measures are expected in the future on other U.S. lawmakers. The United States has imposed sanctions on hundreds of Russian entities and individuals since Russia invaded Ukraine, including President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Okay, this has gotten almost comical. There's a Soloviev, is the name of a prominent commentator on Russian TV, who's also very wealthy because people who are close to Putin get wealthy in their wonderful system. And he's talking about, he's had two villas confiscated in Italy. One near a lake, one which are both very lavish. They've been confiscated. And so he is demanding that when this is all over, that the United States pay reparations to Russians who have been damaged by the sanctions. And he also is insisting that the United States should return Northern California down to Fort Ross, which is a little bit north of San Francisco. In other words, the top half, lightly settled part of California, and all of Alaska. Because they apparently don't like the deal that was struck in 1867, which at the time was considered a good deal for both countries. Of course it worked out better for the United States. And, yes, it was providential. And Putin in 2017, when they were celebrating the 150th anniversary of the acquisition of Alaska, Putin said that if only the Tsar hadn't sold Alaska to the Americans, we would have won the Cold War because we would have put lots of missiles down there on the Alaska Panhandle near Juneau. Somehow, God takes care of us. I mean, really, it is a great good fortune. That, of course, the theme of my book, The American Miracle and God's Hand on America, which that book is about. Zelensky's chief of staff says that concerning the ongoing negotiations about how to end the war, the chief of staff for Volodymyr Zelensky says that Russia is actually being more realistic, not in demanding that Alaska be returned or that they get reparations, but in terms of trying to put together some kind of ceasefire that can protect human life. This is clip 1.5.
We see this from negotiation process that in the beginning Russians have very overestimated understanding of its own army and they underestimated Ukraine. And now we see that in negotiation process that they are more concrete what's going on about this war. They understood how many people they lost in this war and they understood that Ukrainian army is much stronger than they expected before the war started. And this makes the negotiation position of Ukraine stronger and better, and we continue this negotiation to have peace on our territory.
Please, God, may the negotiations advance, which would be, of course, a blessing to everyone. The ongoing war news, President Biden announced he will activate $800 million more in security assistance to help Ukraine fend off Russia's assault. Those are his words. His announcement came shortly after the address to U.S. lawmakers from Zelensky. And Zelensky said he was grateful to the United States for its support, but said, "I call on you to do more." He added, being the leader of the world means to be the leader of peace. Meanwhile, the foreign minister said today that there is hope for reaching a compromise with the Ukrainian delegation in peace talks, echoing comments by Ukrainian officials that progress has been made. Lavrov, speaking in an interview with the Russian television channel RBC, said that he was basing his assessment on the view of the Russian negotiators. Biden is going to be traveling to Europe next week for a NATO summit on the Russian invasion, the White House said. Top officials from the Czech Republic, Poland, and Slovenia made a dramatic visit to Kyiv on Tuesday to demonstrate support for Ukraine. And by the way, there was a point, you might say, why Slovenia? Slovenia is a small nation. It's only 2 million people, less than. And Slovenia came along, I think, for a very pointed purpose. Is if you look at the history of Slovenia, they were one of the first former communist satellite nations. They were part, Slovenia was part of the old Yugoslavia. And the Slovenians declared their independence first. This is back in 1989. Just as the Russian Empire, the evil empire, was beginning to fall apart, and they were a communist, not nation, but they were a part of the nation of Yugoslavia. And when they declared their independence, and very shortly thereafter, they did a denationalization bill that declared the right of people to hold private property. Imagine that. And the Yugoslav army sent tanks. And the Slovenians, far, far outnumbered by the Serbians who were in those tanks, stood up to them and basically chased them out of the country. And that victory by Slovenia so long ago, that's, I think, why the Prime Minister of Slovenia was coming along with the Czech Republic. The Czech Republic, in 1968... they had the Prague Spring, where they were in the process of throwing off the communist yoke of tyranny, when the Russians literally sent tanks. A friend of mine from college was actually there at the Prague Spring when that was happening. And so when people talk about how unexpected and how novel this whole thing is, it isn't. It's part of Russian history. And unfortunately, and a very sad and tragic part. Speaking of sad and tragic, messages from Russian prisoners of war. These are young Russian soldiers who express shame over the war in which they were ordered to fight. We will get to that and to more coming up on the Medved Show.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, the history programs that we have done over the years, pretty much since I first started this radio show back in 1996, and before some people were born. How about that? In any event, we've been doing history shows because I think it is so important to understand that the history of this country is inspiring, exciting, and understanding that history, I think, makes you not just a better citizen, but a better person. And we originally called it first-person history because what I like to do is to find quotes of the people who are actually living through that history, because those people, the big difference we have with those people is those people didn't know how it was going to turn out. When you're back reading about the American Revolution or learning about the American Revolution or talking about the Civil War, they didn't know how it was going to turn out, just like we don't know how this thing in Ukraine is going to turn out. But getting into the head of people who cope with crises, who cope with dramatic tectonic shifts in the Earth's surface and the way that people live, getting into their heads a little bit is what you can do when you rely on first-person sources, which we do with our MedVet History shows. So this is just a reminder. You can get any of those shows and stream them for free, no charge at all, when you are a MedEd Plus member. That means you're spending 22 cents a day for access to a wealth of information and inspiration at MedVet History Store. Check it out. And it also gives you access to this show anytime, 24/7. We have on Doug Feith coming up, a former Undersecretary of Defense, who now is proposing basically a variation on the no-fly zone idea that might actually work for Ukraine. We'll be speaking to him soon. All of that is available to you through MedVed Plus membership, 22 cents a day. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. There is this statement from a a young pilot in the Russian Air Force. His plane was shot down. He was rescued. He survived. And he's now a prisoner of war held by the Ukrainian army. He says they're treating him well. And he also offered this: I want to tell our commander-in-chief to stop terror acts in Ukraine, because when we come back from this war, we'll rise against him. That's kind of good to hear. President Vladimir Putin has given orders to commit crimes, he says. It's not just to demilitarize Ukraine or defeat the armed forces of Ukraine, but now cities of peaceful civilians are being destroyed. The crimes that we committed, we all will be judged. These are the voices, writes CNN, these are the voices of Russian prisoners of war now held by Ukraine. Nearly a dozen have appeared in news conferences held by the Ukrainian authorities. Just a few of the now 1,000 that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says have been captured. Their public appearances may be questionable under the Geneva Conventions, which forbid states from causing unnecessary humiliation to prisoners of war, and it's possible that they felt pressure to express views sympathetic to those of their captors. But three captured Russian Air Force pilots who spoke to CNN did not suggest they were speaking under any duress at all. The CNN spoke to them on Friday, and CNN were the only journalists in the room. And at no time did Ukrainian security services, who were in the room throughout, interject or direct CNN or the prisoners to ask or answer specific questions. The interview was conducted in Russian. And we're reporting the contents of this interview, as there appears to be a common thread appearing from other Russian prisoners of war speaking following their captures, that this is not a war they want to be fighting. The three pilots sat around a table. One of them had a gash in his forehead, which he said had been sustained before his capture. The treatment has been acceptable, he said. They've offered us food and drink. They offered medical treatment. That was a pilot whose first name is Maxim. A CNN's interview with the three Russian captives revealed that they had deep disquiet about their mission and the suffering of innocent Ukrainian civilians. They also had harsh words for their commander-in-chief, Putin. I'm thinking they might not be going home so soon. Let's, God willing, when this war is over. Their testimony appears to support Western assessments that there are morale issues among Russian troops in Ukraine. On March 1st, a senior U.S. official said the U.S. has indications that morale is flagging in some of the Russian units. They again did not expect the resistance that they were going to get, and that their own morale has suffered as a result. Maxim, the officer and fighter-bomber pilot, did most of the talking. He looked bruised and very pale, but spoke lucidly in the tone of a professional soldier. CNN is using only the first names of the prisoners of war for their own protection. Maxim said he had only received his secret combat order the day before Putin announced the, quote, special military operation against Ukraine. There's a euphemism. The pilots were asked what they thought about Putin's claims that Ukraine was run by neo-Nazis. I think it was invented as a pretext and is something that the world cannot understand, Maxim said. But Putin and his circle need this in order to achieve their own objectives. One such step was that it would be beneficial for them to spread disinformation about fascism and Nazism. We didn't see any Nazis or fascists. Russians and Ukrainians can communicate in the same language. So we see the good in these people, Maxim said. It's hard to give a direct assessment of his actions. But at the bare minimum, this is talking about Putin, judging by the consequences of his orders, he is incorrect. Another reconnaissance officer at the same event echoed the sentiment, addressing Putin directly. You won't hide this for long. There are many like us here. Sooner or later, we will come home. It's not just about demilitarizing Ukraine or the defeat of the armed forces of Ukraine, but now cities of peaceful civilians are being destroyed. This is a Russian POW saying this. Even I don't know what can justify and then he uses the equivalent of the F word, the tears of a child, or even worse, the deaths of innocent people, small children. You can feel for them. There is other news closer to home. It's political news. I guess it's big news. It had been hinted at before, but never said quite so directly. Former President Donald Trump has signaled that when he makes another White House bid in 2024, he would choose a running mate not named Mike Pence. Quote, "I don't think the people would accept it," Trump told the Washington Examiner during an interview last night. He called Pence a really fine person, but renewed his grievances about Pence's refusal to attempt to overturn the 2020 presidential election results during Congress's counting of Electoral College votes. "Mike and I had a great relationship, except for the very important factor that took place at the end. We had a very good relationship," Trump said, as he told the Examiner, "but I haven't spoken to him in a long time." Do you think after what happened that Mike Pence would actually accept a renomination as a vice presidential candidate? Look, there's a powerful, powerful piece that just appeared in the New Republic. And it talks about Trump's candidacy in 2024 and the fact that the American people want change, not reruns. That's what he says should be the Republican slogan, because if they nominate Biden for the Democratic nomination, that'll be reruns. And the American people want change. What leads Republicans to believe that Trump would be the most advantageous candidate of all of the new faces and dynamic leaders and constructive people in Congress and more that you could choose? In any event, it would open up the process and open up new hope and new vistas and new excitement for the conservative movement and, yes, for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my smooth.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. And now go to support at Balance7.com and get a free 5-day supply of Balance 7 while supplies last. A free 5-day supply of Balance 7. Go to support at Balance7.com or call 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.